All righty, let's talk more footy. Let's see if we can find an answer as to who might play number 7 for New South Wales, and therefore does that affect the number 6, and on it goes with somebody who certainly knows all about this. I'm pleased to say this morning that Craig Gow, former New South Wales Blues halfback, Penrith legend, of course, joins me on the line. Gowie, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Whitey, how's things, buddy?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Very good. Look, we wanted to pick your brains for obvious reasons. You've been there, done that, you've seen this firsthand, and now everybody's trying to work it out. Who's the number 7 in Nathan Cleary's spot for Brad Fittler's team? Have you got any thoughts?
Nico Hines deserves his shot. Obviously, he's been in the squad. He knows what's sort of happening in there. And I suppose, you know, he's part of that loss that, you know, they want to resurrect come the 21st up at Suncorp Stadium.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because once you pick your 7, then we start to debate who should be number 6. So if you've got Nico Hines in there, Gowie, do you keep Jerome Luai at 6?
I would. I thought he played particularly well. He didn't do anything wrong. So, you know, he set up a great try as well. So, you know, I understand there's calls to put Cody Walker in there to sort of unlock Luttrell. You know, Luttrell's not playing this week, so obviously he's going in. We'll be going to Origin without playing. So there's some big decisions to be made from Brandy and Freddie. So it'll be interesting sort of how they go. But, you know, certainly there's a massive opportunity here to go up there and try and resurrect their Origin series. And, you know, it's a big occasion for the whole team because obviously they didn't play to their potential in game one. And if I was one of those players, I want another crack at rewriting what I saw that we certainly a game that we should have won.
The flow-on effects I find are fascinating of Nathan Cleary's withdrawal here. We were on air yesterday with Matty Johns when the news came through. So 6 weeks, and look, I think everybody kind of knew that he wasn't going to be ready for game two, but the flow-on effects have really been quite mind-boggling. But let's narrow it back to somebody like Cleary. He didn't dominate the way that New South Wales would have loved him to have dominated, but the hole that he leaves, can you try and explain what it's like, do you think, for Freddie and Brandy and the rest of the team when they know that Nathan Cleary's not going to be there given his role in the team as chief playmaker? He's the puller of the puppet strings.
Yeah. Yeah, he certainly is, and that's like every number 7. You know, they're out there to control the game and with their kicking game and the rest of it, organisation and so forth. And you know, he's certainly been, his ability to get teams around the park is exceptional. From Nathan's standard, I don't think he played his best game. I thought that defensively, Queensland brought a style of defensive that sort of just busted them a bit, and we didn't adjust on the run there, which was surprising because obviously the amount of pressure they were receiving from the outside. So, moving forward, to give Nico a crack at playing 7, you know, he's the Dally M medalist, and he's certainly he's got that different style. He roams a lot more, and he's got a bit more unpredictability about the way he attacks. So that's going to be interesting. You know, and I suppose the other side is, you know, they could go with Adam Reynolds as well, where, you know what you're going to get with Adam. He's going to have a great kicking game. He's going to organise well. But is he going to, you know, he's been in exceptional form, but has he got that next level to go, to make a difference to win in the game? So, and I think that's what Nico's got. He's got that ability to break open a defensive line, and if they go with that, hopefully he can put his best foot forward and get us back on track. And because obviously all New South Wales will be hunting him. That's just the way we are here. It's the amount of pressure that you receive as a player because there's been a substandard game, and then you're going to the next game. It's it's sort of, you got to put it on the back burner and just concentrate on just performing as best you can.
Yeah, and you mentioned there of Adam Reynolds. So if you look at the other contenders or the contenders, you've got Nico Hines, you've got Adam Reynolds, and you've probably got Mitchell Moses as well. If you do go if they do go the Adam Reynolds road, do you see any change then of the 6 on that one? It opens up a further conundrum, mate.
Well, then I reckon they go with Cody Walker.
Yeah.
Just for the fact that, they... they played a lot of football together. Then you look at Cody with his link with Latrell. Those three players have been in great form. So you can't really knock if they do go that way. You know, Cody's been sensational for South. You know, they're up near the top. Latrell's just one of those players that he's a freak of nature and he can come up with anything and certainly broke open a game. And Adam's kicking game is just like second to none. You know, I think that he does have the best kicking game in the league. Certainly short and his ability to getting the Broncos around at the moment has been unbelievable over the last couple of years. So, he wouldn't look out of place anyway.
How, Gowie, at State of Origin level, how do you master what Queensland have managed to master probably better than New South Wales, especially in Game 1, those moments, those big moments? How do you know when they're coming your way in that arena, and how do you try and stay on top of them or in front of them?
Well, you don't know those moments are coming. It's, at the end of the day, you've just got to make sure that your effort is going to be, you know, top-notch every time you have to make an effort. It's as simple as that. You know, I thought we just didn't compete hard enough in the air with Nathan's kicks, and then all of a sudden the other way around. You know, the boys, I just thought, well, there's plenty of areas that we can get better at. And, you know, I think if those players are given that opportunity because of, you know, that the loss that they've taken, I can certainly turn around. You're talking about the 17 best players of, you know, in New South Wales. So the ability's there. I think it's you know, like saying that they didn't apply themselves, but I just think that they can get better in those smaller areas, and that'll in turn will help them with their attack and so forth, and be able to make a difference on the scoreboard.
Would you play Latrell and Turbo if both are available, even though they won't have had a few games leading into this one?
Yeah, that's a hard one. You know, I think Tommy at the moment, like, gee, he had that standout game against Canberra, but before that, it looked like there's been something that's missing. I don't know if it's a small injury or what it is, but I just don't think he's been he's that damaging as a player, and I just don't think he's been where he should be. So, you know, it's a hard one. You know, Stephen Crichton did nothing wrong the other day. So, and I thought he played particularly well defensively. He was strong. So, you know, I'd keep Kruger in there, and I'd put Latrell in there, and just see where or maybe, you know, give the question to Turbo. So, mate, can you do the job and put it on him where he needs to make decisions, where if he can stand up on that big day, you know? And I think he could. So there's two ways they can go. They can just put the pressure on him in that way and tell them that he can do the job and put it on him as a player, or they rest him and go with Critter and Latrell.
It's crazy, isn't it? The guessing game has gone into full swing, and we're still a week away or so, 6 days away from selecting the teams. Queensland, your take on Queensland after game one, and especially with no Tom Gilbert out for the season with a shoulder injury, and Jai Arrow now out for 6 to 8 weeks. So your take on Queensland through game one into game two with those two in particular out?
Yeah, certainly a couple of big losses. But then you've got Felice Kaufusi that'll come in for Tom Gilbert, and then you're talking, I'm not too sure. There's a number of blokes, you know, well said, or that can come in and do the job for them as well. So it's not like they're lacking in those areas either. So, you know, Queensland's got a strong squad, and whoever they put in there is certainly going to do the job for them. It's just up to us to play to our full potential on the night and seize those big moments, and hopefully that's enough for us to level the series up.
And just back to the Nathan Cleary situation, obviously close to your heart, the Panthers and the role in Nathan Cleary there, because he won't be there for the next 6 weeks. Their next five matches, Roosters, Cowboys, Knights, Storm, Dolphins, it shows how important it is, Gowie, right now to be on top of the ladder to get those wins when you can, because you never know what's around the corner. And what's around the corner for them is no Nathan Cleary.
Yeah, that's right. But I look at it a different way, Whitey. I think it's going to be beneficial for him because he's just come off a long season. You know, he played for Australia. You know, started this season being physical and the rest of it, and now he has 6 weeks off. So, I know Nathan. He wouldn't like that, but for Penrith and at the back end of the year, I think it's going to be a blessing because he'll be coming into his own by then. And I know Colgate can get there and do a job. You know, we've still got a great squad. And, you know, we got the job done against St George the other day. Well, obviously, it wasn't pretty, but it's going to give Cogger an opportunity to step up. And it's the same as when Sutherland was there last year. Yeah. He stepped up for the boys and got the job done. And just, you know, obviously didn't overplay his hand and just come in and play the role that he needs to play. And I think it'll be the same with Jack Cogger. So I think it's going to be a bit of a blessing and at least it'll leave the Panthers with Nathan firing at the big end of town and give them a great opportunity to do a three-peat.
Good on you, Gowie. Great to get your thoughts this morning. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Whitey. Thanks, buddy.